in 86. And a Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for the Babysitter's Club.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Nope. Fuck you. Back off.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a little sister, little episode. I'm your host, Tanner Greenring.
And I am your sub-host, associate host, Jack Shepherd.
And we are here to discuss the seminal literary series by Anne Matthews Martin called Babysitter's Club, : Little Sister.
May I briefly interject?
Yes, and but not to criticize.
Not to criticize, but to state for new listeners. Also, welcome to the Babysitter's Club Club, a podcast in which you,
Tanner Greenring,
and I,
Jack Shepherd, but that's not what this is,
talk about the Babysitter's Club books with the caveat that we're doing a special episode today.
A mini episode.
A mini-sode.
A little episode.
A little sister episode.
Yep. Expect this one to be a little shorter.
It's going
to
be a little shorter.
The segments to be a little different. And we're here to talk about the shorter books.
Bigger print, too. Man, I got through this fucking fast.
Yeah. It took me one 35-minute subway ride home to read the entire thing.
I just
thing.
Powered through this. And Anna Martin does you some favors. She put some pictures in there, too.
Yep. You know what I didn't like?
What?
Karen Brewer.
Yeah.
The titular... Oh, sorry. We're reading Little Sister Number One, Karen's Witch.
Yeah, you're the host. I'm just the sub-host. I'm just the associate host here. In this, to carry a metaphor from this book, you're the Karen Brewer.
Yep.
And I'm Henny. I'm Karen's best friend, Henny, who just does whatever Karen wants her to do. Like, if Karen wants to go fucking witch hunting in Stony Brook, you know who comes along? Henny. Henny's like, are you sure this is a good idea? Are you sure you're introducing this right, Tanner?
Yes, it's a great idea.
Okay.
We read Little Sister, Number One, Karen's Witch.
Yep, we sure did.
And it bothered me, speaking of the pictures in this book, it bothered me that the titular Karen was blonde. I've never thought of Karen Brewer as blonde.
No, she's definitely not blonde.
No, but she's pictured as blonde throughout this book.
Oh, it feels really weird not leading the charge on that.
When we read the full-size Babysitter Club books.
Mm-hmm. Which we do often, with surprising regularity.
We do at least once a week.
Yep.
You offer what you say is a one-sentence synopsis of those 140-page books.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, and when I say often, I mean every time.
Yep.
Your one sentence is 5 to 10 sentences.
One sentence with a lot of semicolons.
This is an 85-page book.
Mm-hmm.
What I need you to do
is
summarize the plot of Babysitter's Club, Little Sister, Number One, Karen's Witch, in precisely one sentence.
Okay. Very well.
In one single sentence with no carry-ons and no semicolons and no tricks or hijinks, Jack.
Baby Nation. It's still Baby Nation, right? Yeah, it's Baby Nation. It's Baby Nation.
It's Baby Nation. It's all going on one
feed. It's
just
from the baby's point of view instead of the babysitter's point of view. It's still the Baby Nation. It's all one nation. It's all one nation of babies.
Yeah.
When weird old Mrs. Porter upsets the next door neighbors, they start a witch hunt to get her run out of town.
Okay, that's it. But that's your one sentence.
Comma.
Oh, my
comma.
God. You can't even do it,
man. That's a comma.
Wow. I just can't do it, huh?
That is
you're
a comma.
Pathologically.
I defy you. Read it back to yourself and tell me this is not a comma. When weird old Mrs. Porter upsets the next door neighbors, they start a witch hunt to get her run out of town. But the one thing they never tell you about hunting for witches is just how terrifying it is when you find one. Karen's Witch.
The only reason I'm going to let you get away with that is because it was good.
Thank you. I tried to do it like what's on the movie poster.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now turnabout is fair play, my man. I'm going to throw 30 seconds. And Baby Nation, if you have been listening to these episodes, you will know that Tanner is a talented man. He has many great qualities. And I am the first to admit that. One thing he's not great at is getting the plot of a fucking novel that he just read into 60 seconds. We're about to cut that by half.
Here's something else you don't know.
What?
Baby Nation. about the Little Sister series of podcasts that we record. We do it after.
Oh, yeah.
We've recorded a Babysitter's Club episode.
Yeah, we should reveal that.
So we are in our cups.
Yeah. So Baby Nation, if nothing else, this is a podcast that is about truth, that's about honesty, that's about open hearts and open minds. And I am opening my heart to you right now when I tell you that we just recorded a full Babysitter's Club episode.
And keep in mind, when we say a full episode, we record for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And we cut it down in 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And we have a few adult beverages in that time.
Yeah.
Just to keep things loose.
Keep those tearful moments flowing. You think I cry naturally? You think I cry on command? No, I need about five or six beers to make that happen.
Yep. Just let the demons out.
So, first of all, Baby Nation, for those of you who are not familiar, Ann Matthews Martin, who created the Sitter Cycle, which we know as the books about Marianne and Christy and Dawn and Jesse and Mallory and, I guess, Stacy, also has a spin-off series about Karen Brewer, Christy's younger sister, that is called the Little Sister series. And that's what we're talking about now. Little Sister number one, which chronologically comes a little bit behind where we're at in the Babysitter's Club, like
right in
the lead up to Marianne's Bad Luck Mystery.
Yeah.
It's around the time of Halloween. So we're pretty close to chronologically correct.
Jack, give me 30 seconds.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to put 30 seconds on this clock. Tanner, you're going to describe what happens. We're going to start now.
No surprise, there's a witch living next door to Karen Brewer. Her name is Morbid of Destiny. Karen's about to get to the bottom of this fucking witch and all her witchy ways and her witch conventions that she holds. It's finally coming to a head. She enlists Hanny Papadakis, and they steal some herbs from some neighbor's gardens to destroy the witch. And they invade the witch's meeting, and they say, "Back ye witches, I banish ye." And it turns out they're not witches, it's just a gardening club, and she gets in trouble.
That's 30 seconds. I think that there is some reason to believe that it is not entirely clear whether or not these women next door at the witch meeting are witches. I would like to do as I do in the Babysitter's Club, pile up for you a little bit of a wall of evidence. And I'm going to begin, if I may, with Midnight.
The cat.
Midnight the cat.
Yep.
Midnight shows up. They hear a noise at the door. Karen opens the door, and it's Midnight the cat.
She wants to play with Boo Boo.
Karen's cat, Boo Boo. That's what Christy says.
Right.
Babysitter,
that's what the
Christy.
Rational skeptic says.
Yeah. Here's a reason why I think that might not be the case. Yep. First of all, so what Karen Brewer surmises is that Midnight is either Morbid of Destiny's familiar there to spy on them and cast a spell on them, or it's Morbid of Destiny herself who has taken the guise of a cat. That's what Karen suspects is the case.
Right, but it's just Midnight there to play with Boo Boo.
That's what you think.
That's what the skeptics
says. That's what Christy says. That's what you say.
Right.
Did you happen to catch what Midnight says when she shows up at the door?
I don't have it specifically captured, but I imagine it was something along the lines of meow.
No. Purr owl.
Purr owl.
P-U-R-R.
It's probably an onomatopoeia.
O-W. I looked up purr owl.
Sanskrit.
No. Purr owl.
Aramaic.
There's only one hit for the word purr owl on Google.
Google Play Books version of Little Sister number one.
Yeah.
Christie's Witch.
No. It shows up in a book called The Posthumous Works of the Late Reverend John Newton.
Okay.
Who was a sailor and missionary who lived from 1725 to 1807. And he is talking about, this is some real shit. He is talking about the Sherbro people of Sierra Leone.
Yep.
Who have an order of powerful druids called the Purr Owl.
Okay.
Their mysterious rituals are unknown, but they control the entire island with their magic.
You're making all that up.
Nope. That's what I found when I looked up, because I do my fucking homework, when I looked up the word purr owl. Morbid of Destiny shows up, her cat shows up on Christy Brewer's step.
Okay, you said you had a wall of evidence. That's one piece of evidence, and it's shaky at best. Let's go.
I want to talk about the meeting. So Karen Brewer is spying on Morbid of Destiny or Mrs. Porter. It's unclear whether she's a witch or not. I'll grant you that there's some room for skepticism. Watson Brewer said it's against the rules for her to spy.
Yeah.
But she spies, right?
Yep. She does it anyway.
She spies. She does it anyway. And what she sees is Morbid of Destiny talking to her cat, just talking to Midnight.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got a meeting. I got an important meeting at midnight. The meeting's at 12 o'clock. She's like talking to the cat.
And she's cackling quietly to herself.
There's a meeting. We got to have a meeting.
12 o'clock.
Karen Brewer is like, oh, well, it's a fucking witch. Obviously, it's a witch's meeting.
Right.
Right? She tries to stay up till midnight to see if the meeting happens. Right. And then she can't stay up. Like, her alarm clock doesn't go off.
Right.
Karen says, what must be happening is that a spell has been put on this alarm clock. Yes. Skeptics like you might say,
she didn't know how to set it. She's a child.
That is what they might say.
Yeah.
She sets the alarm. It doesn't work. Possibly because of magic, possibly because she can't stay up till midnight. She's never stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
Next morning, she's like, ah, fuck, I fucked it up. Hanny's over, and she sees people showing up.
Right.
At the door.
Old people.
Old people. And she's like, you know what that looks like? That looks like a fucking witch convention. And then Christy is like, oh, well, they're dudes, so it might be a warlock convention as well.
Yeah, way to stir the fucking pot,
Christy. And you know what's weird is reading these books from the point of view of Karen Brewer, where, like, Christy is just this, like, old, wise...
Right.
Like mentor.
Shitster, too.
She's
constantly,
shit.
Like, validating this disturbed individual.
Yeah.
Karen Brewer.
Yeah. Well, so Karen is like, oh, I fucked it up. The meeting was going to be at 12 o'clock. I assumed it was going to be midnight. When she was saying midnight, she was just saying the cat's name.
Right.
12 o'clock, noon is when the meeting's happening.
Right.
Here's what I found real weird, and we can just talk about this. She walks in to the house.
Where like the meeting is happening.
Like a badass. Whether or not it's the case that these are witches, she believes with her whole heart that these are witches, and she wants to save Stony Brook.
Her and Hanny go and gather herbs, protective herbs, to combat the witches.
Yeah.
She knocks on the door, and Morbid of Destiny answers.
Yeah.
And Karen says, we'd like to come in, please.
Yeah.
And Morbid of Destiny says, well, why?
Yeah.
And Karen grips the herbs in her hands and holds it up to Morbid of Destiny and says, we would like to come into this.
Baby Nation, think about that for a second. Imagine some fucking 7-year-old. Like, you're having what later is quote-unquote revealed to be a gardening club.
Yep.
So put yourself... Do you want to... Does this feel like a role play to you?
Yeah. Hell yeah, it does. My wife's going to come in any second.
We're going to be sitting here role playing.
Role playing a very old lady and a very young girl.
All right.
I am Morbid of Destiny.
Okay.
No. I am Mrs. Porter.
Yeah.
Friendly...
Old
elderly woman who is hosting
mm-hmm.
the bi-weekly gardening party
mm-hmm.
with her friends.
Okay. I'm Karen
Brewer. You are Karen Brewer.
Okay.
Who is combating the evil that has overtaken Stony Brook, Connecticut.
Great.
With a fistful of protective herbs.
Yeah.
You will march into the lion's den.
Okay. You ready?
Knock, knock, knock. Creak. That's Foley work. Hello, young Karen.
I am here. I am thy neighbor.
Yes.
Karen Brewer, 7-year-old.
Hello. Can I help you?
See these herbs?
Oh.
It's a tincture of rosemary.
Oh, so you know what we're doing in here.
Yes, I certainly do.
And you're interested in these herbs?
I cast thee out, warlocks and witches all. This night will be the last night that you plague the town of Stony Brook.
Everyone, Karen Brewer and her little friend Hani are here. They found some herbs. They'd like to discuss them with the group. Scene.
Everybody, it's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's Journey, a game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Even though that is exactly what happened in this novel.
Yeah, we didn't really roleplay as much as relive.
We just like recreated. It felt weird. It felt a little weird. Not going to lie. We recreated what happened in this novel. But the point that I wanted to make is that that's a fucking weird way for adults to act when that happens. Karen comes in. She calls them all witches and warlocks, calls them out. She's holding like a sprig of rosemary aloft and like casting them out.
Jack.
Annie starts losing her mind. She's crying. She's like freaking out.
Jack.
What do? They laugh.
Jack.
What?
Karen Brewer is psychotic. She's a crazy person. She's got like either some very early onset dementia.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know. At one point earlier in the novel, she manifests this hallucination where she can't get to sleep. She's too worried about Morbid Destiny. She's looking out the window. And she sees Morbid Destiny cackling erupt from her attic window on a broomstick and fly off into the night to plan a witch's meetup.
I wrote that down. And then a wooden stick poked through the window. No, it wasn't a stick. It was a broom handle. The next thing I saw was Morbid Destiny. She was riding on the broom. Midnight was sitting in front of her. He looked right over at me and blinked his yellow eyes. Then she whizzed off into the dark night. That is a direct quote from this book.
Yep, and then she screams, and then Chrissy runs in and
says...
We have
read... How many of these books have we read?
One.
How many Babysitter's Club books have we read?
20.
20. When a babysitter describes something from their point of view,
yep,
is it ever a fucking total fantasy?
Not until now, Jack, but you know what? These witches and these warlocks, as you say,
yeah,
don't see a precocious young girl... They see a highly disturbed individual, and they're all laughing nervously because it's like, oh, what do we do in this situation? Can someone go get her parents? It's the touched girl from next door. Jack, we've got a couple segments on the Babysitter's
yeah.
Club that we like to do.
Okay.
This is a mini episode.
Okay.
I want to do mini versions.
Okay, great.
Jack Shepard.
Yes.
Did you have a little sniffle this week?
A little sniffle?
A little sniffle.
For anyone who's new to this podcast,
yes,
in the Babysitter's Club podcast,
right,
we have a segment called Tearful Moment.
Right.
We talk about something that made us cry.
Right.
In this mini episode,
yes,
what we're going to do is something...
Mini tearful moment.
Not that made us cry, but that maybe made us sniffle a little bit.
Just a little sniffle.
Just a little sniffle.
Jack Shepard, did you have a little sniffle this week?
I had a little sniffle this week.
Yep.
Here's what I got, and it's kind of a role reversal of what we've been talking about. And it's, in many ways, Baby Nation, this whole episode has been a role reversal. I feel like I am the Scully, and you are the Mulder.
Wow, that is of the not how a lot of people would categorize that relationship.
Babysitter's Club.
Uh-huh.
You're the one who, you just want to fucking believe. You want to believe in the dolls, you want to believe in the bees, you want to believe in the witches,
yeah, kind of
you want
like
to believe in the ghosts.
A swaggering playboy, like yeah. cool guy, you're sort of like a yeah. brainy, nerdy know-it-all.
I'm a beautiful FBI agent named yep. Dana Scully.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't. I tried to do a metaphor, and then I just said that I am Dana Scully.
You just said the thing you think.
So we're having a little bit of a role reversal, and it happens in X-Files too, Baby Nation. Sometimes Scully acts like a Mulder, and Mulder acts like a Scully. That's what's happening this week. I'm going to switch back a little bit, because my little sniffle this week was, what if Karen is wrong, and Mrs. Porter, her next-door neighbor, is not a witch? Uh-huh. Let's entertain that possibility for a moment.
Yeah.
Looking at the book from that lens, what's happening is that Karen just walks over to her like old lonely neighbor's house and calls her an old witch and calls all her friends old warlocks. And they're like, that's horrible. Like, that's so sad.
You feel bad for old Mrs. Porter.
I don't feel bad for old Mrs. Porter, because I do not believe that she's not a witch. I believe Karen Brewer.
Yeah.
I believe that Morbid of Destiny is a witch. And my biggest piece of evidence is that Karen Brewer and Henny are sitting in their living room, accusing them all of being witches and warlocks, which I will grant you is weird.
Yeah.
They start crying.
Yep.
They both start crying.
Yep.
And everyone just laughs.
Yeah, no one denies it.
You know who would laugh and not deny it? Witches and warlocks.
Right.
But my little sniffle this week was, what if Karen is wrong and Mrs. Porter is just an old lady who lives next door and probably doesn't love like
Karen addresses it too.
Yeah.
When later she's trying to excuse herself from this hate crime that she's committed, she tells her brothers, oh, LOL, I didn't actually think they were witches. I was just trying to like make a lonely old lady laugh.
Right.
This is her excuse for being over there.
Ugh.
My
little sniffle.
Little sniffle.
Mm-hmm.
Jack comes earlier in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew and David Michael and I went upstairs. We went to our bedrooms and changed into our pajamas. Then we met in the bathroom. We always brush our teeth together. This was my idea. We watched the foam until we heard Christy's footsteps on the stairs. Then I turned on the water. I rinsed the foam away. Nobody, not even Christy, knows how we brush our teeth.
Wow. It's
a little ritual. As brothers and sisters who only see one another every other weekend and one week in the summer.
That gotcha?
Children of divorce.
Yeah.
This is their little ritual that they have together. It's beautiful.
It's a little sniffle.
No one knows about it except those three.
It's nothing to cry over.
David Michael, Andrew.
Yeah.
And Karen Brewer.
They have a little toothbrushing ritual.
Yep.
That's my little sniffle.
Little sniffle.
TM.
Yep.
That's good. What I like about that is that Christy doesn't know about it, and we, as readers of the Babysitter's Club books,
right,
kind of don't know about it either. It's kind of voyeuristic that we're looking at it.
Yeah. These books are weird because it's not the same frame as the Babysitter's Club book. We're not reading the club notebook.
No.
We're just tapped into the matrix that is Karen Brewer's mind.
Yeah.
Jack Shepard.
Yep.
One more segment and then we're going to pull the ripcord on this bad boy.
We got a Baby Nation. This is hard for me because, first of all, normally I'm leading a charge. Second of all, we got to do this quick because it's going to be a quick episode. We just got to get through it. We got to get through this book.
Jack?
Yep.
Shepard.
Did I?
Do you
have
a first degree burn?
Wait, is first degree burn worse than third degree burn?
No.
Third degree burn's bad.
The worst one. First degree burn is like a bad sunburn. It's hard because Karen,
yeah,
probably because of the dementia she's suffering, is not great at burns. So mine's actually a little meta.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I look through this book. I look for burns.
Yep.
There aren't any. Everybody's fine.
No.
Nobody needs to call the burn unit.
Yep. My burn is a burn on you.
Oh, okay.
Jack Shepard.
Yep.
A child
of
two loving
happy
parents who have been married forever.
Almost 50 years.
And have never once considered the idea of divorce.
It hasn't even crossed their little minds.
Karen Brewer is a child of divorce.
Okay.
Here's what she says.
Yeah.
Here are the good things about having two families.
Mm-hmm.
Two birthday parties, two Christmases, and all those other twos. That's something that Karen Brewer and I, children of divorce, that's something we have that you don't have. Is we have two families. We have two birthday parties, two Christmases, and all those twos.
So a divorce in some ways is, it's doubling the fun.
Yeah, it's so cool.
That's cool. That's your burn?
That's burn.
And
you're
100% sure that it's on me.
Divorce is so
Jack Shepard, and not on you, Tanner Greenring. It's on me, Jack Shepard, child of a happy marriage, and not...
LOL, you have no idea what it's like to have two Christmases.
Well, I wish I could have double the fun. The way that I think about double the fun is that I've got two parents who love each other very, very much.
I've got 6 parents who love each other very much.
Yeah, so that you're like triple the fun.
That's cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
Jack Shepherd.
That's the
name. Thank you so much.
For
being here,
Baby Nation, it's
with me this week.
Baby Nation, please.
And I just really loved having you here in my house. I really loved having you here on my podcast.
I would like
the Babysitters Club : Little Sisters.
But can I just make a point, boss?
Yeah, if you feel like you need to, but I'll probably cut it.
Great. I just wanted to say to the Baby Nation, it's really fucking weird for me to have Tanner leading the charge here. It doesn't feel right. I don't think it feels right to you. Tweet us if it feels wrong.
We do not yet
have... Tweet us if you don't like it. Tweet us if you wish that Jack was back in charge. If the fucking babies are running the asylum right now. Here's what's happening this week.
The Little Sister series is going to... Hey, producers, cut his mic. The Little Sister series is not going to have a regular rollout. We're going to roll these things out when it feels prudent or when we feel like you've earned it, Baby Nation, or when we are too busy to get a regular episode out.
Okay.
So I can't tell you when the next Little Sister episode will go up,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you that when it does go up, it will be called the Babysitters Club :
Little Sister
number two,
Karen's Roller Skates. Yeah.
And
I hate this.
So read along with us and just sort of keep it in the back of your mind, because who knows when that episode will hit. We don't have a sign off for this episode yet, but maybe by episode 2 or 3, 6 months from now, we might.
Two things.
Yep.
One, do you or do you not agree that having a standing witch meeting every night...
Cut his mic.
...is too often...
Cut his mic.
...to have a standing witch meeting? It's too often. Don't pull your mic out. Ladies and gentlemen, Tanner, in a fit of petulance, and here's why you want to have me as a host and not Tanner. In a fit of petulance, he pulled out his mic cord, now he is no longer recording. You can probably
hear me on Jack's mic?
You can hear him in the background of my audio. What I want to say to you is that Claudia is wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you think that boys had just been invented. See you next week. Good night. I love you.
In 86, Anna Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time for the Babysitter's Club.